Lesson 26. Aorist passive and future passive indicative verbs. In this lesson, we are going to study the aorist passive and future passive indicative verbs. The aorist passive indicative is formed on the aorist passive stem. The future passive indicative is also formed on the aorist passive stem. Now notice that we're dealing with two different tenses, the aorist passive voice and the future passive voice, all in the indicative mood. The aorist passive stem is formed by adding theta epsilon to the verb stem. The theta epsilon is lengthened to theta eta in the indicative mood. Example, luo, which means I loose. Lu is the present stem. The aorist passive stem is formed by adding theta eta to the stem of the verb. So, eluthein is I was loosed. Remembering that the passive voice is the voice that denotes that the subject is receiving the action of the verb. I was loosed. The stem lu has the additional theta eta of the aorist passive, eluthein. Tense voice and mood. The aorist tense denotes simple or single action in past time. The future tense denotes a single act in future time, which is why the future passive is built on the aorist passive stem, to show a simple act. One is past tense, one is future tense. The passive voice denotes the subject in the sentence is receiving the action of the verb. In other words, the subject is not doing the action to someone else, nor is the subject doing the action to or for himself. The subject is receiving the action of the verb, receiving the action from someone else. The indicative mood denotes the verb is expressing a factual statement as opposed to an expression of a possibility, a wish, or a command. The augment of past tense verbs. Verbs that express past tense action have an augment placed at the beginning of the stem of the verb. The aorist passive indicative expresses past tense action. Therefore, an augment is placed at the front of the stem of the verb. Now, this is not so with the future passive. The future does not denote past action, just the aorist passive. The augment placed at the beginning of the stem of verbs that do not begin with a vowel is epsilon. Verbs that begin with a vowel lengthen that vowel, except alpha lengthens to eta. Example, luo, present tense, is changed to eluthein. I was loosed. Notice the augment in front of the stem, the epsilon. The theta eta, aorist passive tense suffix, is added to the end of the stem of the verb. And then the nu denotes first person singular, as we'll study in a moment. Verb stems that end in consonants. Remember that a consonant is a letter that is not a vowel. The vowels are in English are A, E, I, O, U. In Greek it would be alpha, epsilon, iota, eta, omicron, omega, upsilon. All others are consonants. when verb stems end with certain consonants. The consonants are changed for pronunciation purposes. Three rules. First of all, when beta or P comes before the theta in the aorist passive tense suffix, the beta or P is changed to a phi. Now, the rule applies to a word whose verb stem ends in beta or P. And when the theta tense suffix is added to it, the consonant changes. Look at the example. Pempo is the verb for I send. Notice the P, pemp. The P is the last letter of the stem of the verb. The omega being your first person singular present active indicative ending. When the verb is changed to an aorist passive indicative, first of all, the augment is added to the beginning of the stem of the word, the epsilon. The theta eta new ending is added to the end of the word in place of the omega. And so then you have the P and the theta coming together, and the P is changed to phi. So it now becomes apemphane. Apemphane. You have to roll right over it. Apemphane. You have to get the pH of the phi in there. I was sent. But notice how the P changes when it comes before theta. Secondly, when gamma or kappa comes before the theta of the aorist passive tense suffix, the gamma or kappa is changed to a ki. Example, ago means I lead. Ekthane means I was led. Notice the word ago. The omega is dropped in order to put on the aorist passive personal endings, the thane. Once the theta matches up with the gamma at the end of the word, the gamma is changed to a ki. And what is interesting here is, notice the alpha. This word begins with a vowel. Therefore, the augment is not added to the beginning of the stem of the word, but rather the existing vowel that begins the original word is lengthened, in this case, alpha to eta, according to our rules. So the alpha is changed to eta, the gamma is changed to a ki, because it now comes before a theta. Ekthane, I was led. Third rule, when delta, theta, or tau comes before the theta, the delta, theta, or tau is changed to sigma. Example, patho, which means I persuade. Epasthane is I was persuaded, the aorist passive. Notice how the word changes. The augment is added to the beginning of the word, and the theta now comes before another theta. The omega is dropped, and the theta eta new ending is added to the word, and you have two thetas in a row. The first and original theta is changed to a sigma. A pace thing. Three rules for changes when verb stems end in certain consonants. Now, you don't have to figure these changes out. These changes are already made in the word in the Greek text. But these rules help us to unscramble the words and understand the formation of words. Each word should be studied and observed as we come to it in the Greek text. Now, a note about the second aorist passive. as we've studied in the last few lessons. Some words do not have first aorist endings or stems. Some words even have a second aorist passive instead of a first aorist passive. So some verbs are formed on a second aorist passive stem instead of a first aorist passive stem. The second aorist passive is formed exactly like the first aorist passive, except the second aorist passive does not have a theta in the tense stem. What that means is they have the exact same endings, except if it is a second aorist passive, there will be no theta. So if you take the aorist passive indicative endings with the augment and remove all the thetas, you have the second aorist passive. This you should keep in mind because each aorist verb in the Greek New Testament must be observed and studied on its own to determine whether it's a first or second aorist. At the bottom of page 2, we have the aorist passive indicative augment and endings. In the singular first person, you have the augment epsilon with the first person singular I endings thane. That's theta eta, the tense suffix of the aorist passive with the new ending. The first person plural we is the augment epsilon and the ending thamen. Second person, you or thou, the augment epsilon, and the theta eta of the aorist passive with a sigma personal ending, face. Second person plural, you or ye, has the augment epsilon along with the theta eta of the aorist passive stem and the second person plural personal ending te, theta. Third person singular, the augment epsilon with the tense suffix theta eta. The third person plural, the augment epsilon, along with the third person plural endings, theson. On page 3, we have the aorist passive indicative of luo. So now we have the augment and personal endings attached to the stem of the verb luo, I loose. Please note the note. The endings are active in form, and they are like the imperfect active indicative, except in the third person plural. Now what this means is, and we'll see it in our verb comparison chart in a moment, is that these are active voice endings for the aorist passive voice. And they are the same endings, personal endings, as the imperfect active, except this has the theta eta of the aorist passive tense suffix. First person singular, eluthane, I was loosed. Remember, this is the passive voice. Aorist tense denoting simple act in past time. Passive voice is the subject is receiving the action. So I was, past tense, loosed. The ed on loose makes it a single act. If this was imperfect tense, continuous action in past time, it would be I was being loosed, continuous action. But I was loosed. First person plural, eluthemen, we were loosed. Second person singular, eluthes, you or thou were loosed. Second person plural, you or ye were loosed, is eluthete. Third person singular, eluthe, he, she was loosed. And then the third person plural, they were loosed, is eleutheson. Notice in each one of these, the theta eta is placed between the stem of the verb and the personal endings of the active voice to form the aorist passive indicative. We have taken the aorist passive indicative. Remember in our introduction to this lesson, we said that the future passive is built on the aorist passive stem. So here are the future passive indicative endings. Notice there is no augment. Though it is based and built upon the aorist passive stem, there is no augment because it is not a past tense action verb. It is future. The first person singular is theisomai. Notice the theta eta of the aorist passive stem, the sigma omicron of the future, the sigma denoting future, with the primary endings omai, theisomai. The first person plural we, theisometha. Second person singular, you or thou, theisei. Notice the iota subscript in the second person singular. Second person plural, you or ye, theisesthe. Again, the theta eta of the aorist passive stem, the sigma of the future with the epsilon variable vowel, and the sth personal ending of the second person plural. So you have a future passive indicative. Third person singular, he, she, or it, is theisetai. Third person plural is theisontai. On page 5, we have the future passive indicative personal endings applied to the stem of the verb luo, I loose, to make it a future passive indicative verb. Again, notice the note. The future passive indicative is formed by adding theta eta to the future middle indicative endings. So the future middle indicative is loosomai. I shall loose for myself. The future passive is just placing the theta eta of the aorist passive stem in between the verb stem and the future middle ending somai. You have the future passive. It goes from a future middle to a future passive just by placing theta eta in between the stem and the future middle indicative endings. First person singular is I will be loosed, showing future, a simple act in future time, lutheisomai. Lutheisometha is the first person plural, we will be loosed. The second person singular, lutheisei, you or thou will be loosed. The second person plural, lutheisesthe, you or ye will be loosed. Third person singular, lutheisetai, he will be loosed. Third person plural, lutheisontai, they will be loosed. We have the verb comparison chart of the passive voice that we've studied so far. On page 6, we have the singular, and on page 7, we have the plural. Let's take page 6 and the singular. Notice the present passive indicative. Lu omai, the variable vowel, omicron, with the present passive primary personal ending, my. Now notice that the future passive indicative is formed, first of all, by adding the sigma in front of the variable vowel to make it a future tense verb. Remember, the future tense is just the present tense with a sigma in front of the variable vowel. Luomai is I am being loosed, and lusomai is I shall be loosed. But notice, if you add the theta eta in front of the sigma future tense suffix, you have luthesomai. So the only difference between the future middle, I shall loose for myself, and I will be loosed of the passive voice, is adding theta eta to the middle indicative endings. Notice the imperfect passive indicative of the first person singular. Elu omein. But notice the comparison, though they're not lined up in columns. Instead of elu omein, it's elu thane. Instead of main, it's thane. It's the theta eta tense suffix of the aorist passive with the new ending. Notice the augments that denote past tense action. Second person singular of the present passive indicative. Notice it's lue. The future passive is luthese. The future middle is luce. But the aorist passive is luthese. You're adding the theta eta in between the future middle ending, se, and the stem of the verb to form a future passive. Notice the imperfect passive indicative, elu'u. The aorist passive is eluthes. The theta eta of the aorist passive stem. The augment gives it away in and of itself. If you see a theta eta in the word after the verb stem and the augment at the front of the verb, you know it has to be an aorist passive, not a future passive. Eluthes. Third person singular. The present passive indicative is luetai. The future passive, first of all, the future middle would be lusetai. You're just adding a sigma to the present passive indicative. But the future passive then is adding a theta eta in front of the sigma epsilon. Luthesetai. The imperfect passive, elueto. The aorist passive is eluthe. Again, the simple theta eta tense suffix stem with an augment denoting the aorist passive. Page 7, we have the passive voice plural forms in our verb comparison chart. The first person plural we of the passive voice. The present passive indicative first person plural is luomatha. Notice the omicron variable vowel. The future passive indicative is luthesometha. Again, adding the sigma in front of the present passive ending to make it a future. And then adding a theta eta to make it a future passive. The imperfect passive indicative, eluomitha. It's kind of interesting. The imperfect is formed exactly like the present passive, except it has an augment, denoting continuous action in past time. The aorist passive indicative is eluthemen. Now, you notice right away with the personal endings is that all of the passive personal endings of the first person plural so far with all of these verbs has been metha. But the aorist passive is men. Remember what we studied in our lesson. The aorist passive indicative is formed on the active voice endings with a theta eta aorist tense suffix. So instead of it being a passive personal ending, it's actually an active personal ending, but the theta eta makes it a passive. Eluthemen. The theta eta makes it the aorist passive. The men makes it first person plural. The augment epsilon denotes past tense action, in this sense, a simple or single act in past time where the subject is receiving the action of the verb. Second person, you or ye. Present passive indicative, luestha. The future passive is luthesestha. Same endings, with the sigma of the future tense added and the theta eta of the future passive voice. Therefore, you have the future passive, luthesestha. Now the past tense action verbs. First of all, the imperfect passive indicative, showing continuous action in past time. Eluestha. Interesting. Same formation as the present passive, except it has the augment. And the aorist passive is eluthete. Again, notice the tau epsilon ending of the second person plural is not the same middle passive endings as the others, but this is the active ending with an aorist passive tense suffix, eluthete. The third person plural they. The present passive indicative is luontai. The future passive is luthesontai. The imperfect passive is eluonto, but the aorist passive is eluthesan. Again, the future passive is formed on the present passive ending just by adding a sigma in the tense suffix, makes it a future, and the theta eta in the tense suffix makes it a future passive. But it is interesting in the aorist passive indicative how it differs from the imperfect. But the aorist passive has the theta eta tense suffix of the aorist passive. It has the sigma alpha of the aorist tense and the new ending. So you have the aorist passive along with the augment in front of the stem of the verb, which makes it a single or simple act in past time where the subject is receiving the action of the verb. If you become familiar with the comparisons of the endings and the formation of verbs, you'll be able to start recognizing verb endings and verb tenses as you read your Greek New Testament. And as we go through the New Testament together in future courses, you'll be able to notice as we point out to you the various tense suffixes. Lesson 26, Exercise 1, Pronunciation Exercises. In this exercise, we're going to read John chapter 1, verses 1 through 18, and study the aorist passive and future passive indicative verbs. All of the material that we have studied in lessons 11 through 25 are now underlined and parsed in the text. It would be beneficial for you to take the charts on the aorist passive and future passive verbs, pages 37 and 38, out of the chart section of your notebook for reference as we go through this exercise. Now, with the reading of the exercises for this lesson, we're going to do something a little different. There are two aorist passive verbs in John 1, 1 to 18. One aorist passive goes with the what we call the me verb, diddle me. We're going to study me verbs in a future lesson. There's only one true aorist passive or future passive verb in our text, and we'll study that when we come to it. We want to read again the pronunciation of the words, syllable by syllable, as we did back in lessons 8 and 9, to give you a chance to practice your reading and pronunciation. And then we'll study the aorist passive verb in our text when we come to it. When we pause, you might want to practice your pronunciation before we give you the pronunciation of the word. Beginning with line 1 and the first word. N. R-K. Ain. Ho. Logos. Kai. Line 2. Ho. Logos. Ain. Pros. Tone. Theon. Line 3. Kai. Theos. Ain. Ho. Logos. Houtos. Line 4. Ain. N. R-K. Pros. Tone. Theon. Line 5. Panta. D. Autu. Eganeto. Kai. Koith. Line 6. Autu. Egeneto. Ude. Hen. Ho. Gegonen. line 7, N, auto, zoe, ain, kai, hey, zoe, line 8, ain, toe, fos, tone, anthropone, line 9, kai, toe, fos, n, te, scotia, line 10, fine, kai, hey, scotia, auto, ooh, line 11, katalaben, agenato, anthropos, apestomenos, line 12, para, theou, onoma, auto, Ioannis, Hutos, line 13, Aelfen, Ace, Marturion, Hina, Marturese, Perry, line 14, two, photos, Hina, Pontes, Pistusosi, D. Line 15. Autu. Uk. Ain. Akenos. Toe. Fos, line 16, all, Hina, Marturese, Peri, two, photos. Line 17. Ain. Toe. Phos. Toe. Alethinon. Ho. Line 18. Fotidze. Panta. Anthropong. Erkomenong. Ace. Line 19. Tone. Cosmon. N. Toe. Cosmo. Ain. Kai. Line 20. Ho. Cosmos. D. Ao tu. Agenito. Kai. Line 21. Ho. Cosmos. Auton. Uk. Egno. Ace. Line 22. Ta. Edia. Aelfe. Kai. Hoi. Edioi. Line 23. Auton. Ooh. Palelabong. Hosoi. Be. Elabong. Line 24. Auton. Edoken. Autois. Exousion. Techna. Theu. Line 25. Genesthai. Tois. Pistuusin. Ace. Toe. Onoma. Line 26. Ao tu. Hoi. Uk. Eggs. Haimaton. Ude. Line 27. Ek. Thalematos. Sarkos. Ude. Ek. Thalematos. Line 28. Andros. All. Ek. Theu. Then in line 28, we have our aorist passive indicative verb. The pronunciation? Egenetheson. Notice, egenetheson. Egenetheson. Notice the augment at the beginning of the word. The theta eta of the aorist passive stem, tense suffix. And your third person plural personal ending, son. The verb is genao, that is gamma, epsilon, nu, alpha, and the omega ending, genao. It's where we get our English word generate from, and its root word is genomai, that we took in the last lesson. Genomai is a deponent verb. Genomai is to create or to generate something. Now the verb tense and voice is very important. This one instance in this text shows the importance of tense, voice, and mood. Notice, beginning line 26, talking about the ones who are not out of bloods, neither out of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, verse 28, but were born from out of God. So the verb fits each one of these clauses. These ones who are believing in his name, to them he gave authority to become children of God, who were not born from a bloodline, neither were they born of the will of the flesh, nor were they born of the will of man, or literally the husband, head of the household, but the birth came from God. It's an aorist tense, which means it is a single act, a one-time thing. Secondly, passive voice, showing that those who were born were the recipients of the action. They did not cause the action. And the prepositional phrase, ek theou, shows the source, from out of God. These people, that is those who belong to Christ, were born. They actually experienced a birth. They were generated with the very life of God. Line 28, the last word. Kai. Line 29. Ho. Logos. Sarx. Egeneto. Kai. Eskenosen. Line 30. N. Hamin. Kai. Ethasamatha. Tain. Doksan. Line 31. Aotu. Doksan. Hos. Monogenus. Para. Patros. Line 32. Play race. Caritos. Kai. Aletheos. Ioannes. Line 33. Marture. Paris. Aotu. Kai. Kekrage. Legon. Line 34. Hutos. Ain. Hone. Apone. Ho. Opiso. Mu. Line 35. Ercomenos. Emprosthen. Mu. Gagonen. Hoti. Line 36. Protos. Mu. Ain. Kai. Ek. Tu. Line 37. Pleuromatos. Aotu. Hey, mace. Pantes. Elabomen. Line 38. Kai. Karine. Anti. Caritos. Hoti. Ho. Line 39. Nomos. Bia. Moseos. Edothe. Notice in line 39, the verb edothe. It also is an aorist passive. But this is an aorist passive of a me verb. Didomi. And we'll study the me verbs in a future lesson. Continuing on. Hey. Charis. Line 40. Kai. Hey. Aletheia. Dia. Iesu. Christu. Line 41. Egeneto. Theon. Udes. Heorake. Popote. Line 42. Ho. Monogenes. Huios. Ho. Own. Ace. Tone. Line 43. Colpone. Two. Patros. Ekenos. Exegesato. You should review this exercise while going on to lesson 27 and the study of third declension nouns.